I've been following them a little bit more closely maybe than some people, because Epping is somewhere I know very well. I spent a lot of time there in my teenage years, and it's not the sort of place that you would expect sort of protest to happen in, I think I can safely say, but they have been happening over people being people staying in a so-called asylum hotel. It was sparked off by one of them allegedly, well, facing allegations of sexual assault, and these protests have been going on now for some time. Lots of different aspects to this, so I thought it would be a good idea to talk to Roger Hurst, the Essex Police Fire and Crime Commissioner, who joins me now. Roger, very good morning to you. Can we clear up something right at the start? Because Nigel Farage was claiming that Essex police were busing in counter-demonstrators to a protest outside this hotel. Now, Essex police have strongly denied that. What is the truth?
So the truth is that is, in the modern trope, fake news. They were not bussed in. The counter-demonstrators arrived. They marched. That march, of course, was accompanied by police, as it normally would be. It was a police march. When they got close to the anti-asylum protesters, the police intervened, got between them. The two never met. The police then asked the counter-demonstrators to leave. They agreed they would, and the police put them into police transporters and took them back to the station and sent them on their way.
What's your message to Nigel Farage?
Well, I'm pleased to say that that quite a few people who have been putting that around have actually now apologised.
Has he?
I've seen something online which was an apology. Perhaps not fulsome, but it was an apology.
An apology of sorts. I think that's what you're trying to say there. Well, let's go back to the beginning of this. Because how could it have been handled differently? How could these protests have been handled differently? Because Essex Police have come under some criticism for the way that they've handled it.
So I think it's really hard to see how it could have been handled better. We have got the issue where, as you say, an alleged crime has been committed. And that has caused a rise in community tension. It is entirely legitimate for the residents of Epping to want to express their concern over that. And it is entirely legitimate for the police to make sure that they're safe while they do. And of course, other people can come and express a different point of view. The thing that is utterly unacceptable is the level of violence that we've been seeing on the streets of Essex, on the streets of Epping. And we have to make sure that that comes to an end, which is why I have written to the Home Secretary and asked her to close the Bell Hotel in Epping as an asylum hotel. Met with the policing minister last week, asked for her please to facilitate a meeting with me and Angela Eagle, who is the asylum minister, so we can ask for that as well. Because we can police this, and we can police it, well, I said Essex Police can police this, and I can make sure that they have a robust plan in place, and I've done that, and the chief constable has shown it to me and been through it. Yeah, that can be done, but it's not a long-term solution. It's costing Essex Police a lot of money. I can make sure they're properly funded, but I didn't get Essex Police in the situation it's in now, which is a record level of strength and bringing crime down, so they can spend its time on the streets of Epping dealing with protesters. They need to be out there doing the stuff that gets crime down across the county.
What has the response been from the Home Secretary?
So far, not. I haven't had one.
When did you send the letter?
Tuesday.
And we're now Sunday.
We're now Sunday. And I shall be, I think, writing again tomorrow, or at least trying to get in contact tomorrow to find out what's going on.
At the moment, the
rhythm is that we're seeing at least two demonstrations a week, and that is massively disrupting. As you rightly said, I mean, Epping is actually a delightful market town in the home counties. Mm. This is not the sort of behaviour that we should be seeing there.
Who is causing the violence? Because I think initially most of the protesters were local people. Whenever you have a protest, they always attract agitators, the usual suspects. How have the protests changed over the weeks?
So I think you're absolutely right. The beginning, we were absolutely seeing legitimate protest expressing concern on the part of local residents worried about their kids at the local school. You know, they've been the alleged crime. I only say alleged because, you know, clearly it has to go through the courts. And that was something which was not that difficult to police. It was something which was a legitimate expression of real community concern. But as you say, these things draw people in from other areas, whether they're from other areas of Essex or further afield, they draw people into Epping, and that's when it starts to kick off.
Is it right, though, to effectively, as I understand it, that sort of, I don't know whether this is sort of bylaws or what has happened here, but there was a report over the last couple of days that the police have said, well, you can protest, but you have to have a local postcode to protest. I mean, that's if that is true, that is really inhibiting people's right to protest, isn't it?
Well, that's not been in any of the briefings that I've been to be honest with you, Ian, that's the first time I've heard that.
Well,
any of the briefings that I've seen, I've seen the various orders that have been put in place, and I've not seen that one. Where are you picking that one up?
We talked about it yesterday. There was a report saying that had happened. I can't quite remember sort of who was imposing this, but I assumed it must have been Essex Police. But if you don't know about it, I'm happy to take your word that isn't happening.
I don't know how on earth you would police that.
Well, I don't know either. So, anybody can make up a postcode, I suppose. Let's leave that one to one side. It does sort of, I suppose it, you get to the point, though, if the government aren't responding to your pleas to do something, it's difficult to see how this is going to end. But just on the closure of this particular asylum hotel, if say, the government did decide to do that, local people could see that as a victory. But doesn't it actually make it worse in the long term? Because then that encourages more protest outside other asylum hotels with the hope that they would get the same result. And obviously, these people have got to be housed somewhere.
Understood. But I don't think anyone thinks that the Bell Hotel is a good site for this. And I think it's worth just dwelling on the fact that this government policy is to close asylum hotels. They were a emergency solution or a crisis solution to a massive increase in asylum seekers. The Bell Hotel, actually, when that went back a bit, was closed for a while, but then we've seen another increase in those seeking asylum, and the Bell's been opened again. Yet we have other sites across Essex which are much more appropriate than hotels in the middle of market towns. And I understand that the government will need to house people until it gets the process in place to deal with the whole issue properly. That's obviously not for me. I'm a police fire and crime commissioner. I'm not a member of the Home Office. But for the time being, what we have to do is make sure that these situations do not get out of hand. The absolute priority has to be to keep people safe. My priority is to keep people safe on the streets of Essex, on the streets of Epping.
So just to finish, I guess you would say that the biggest mistake that anybody's made during the whole process here was to turn this hotel into an asylum hotel in the first place.
It should never have been done in the first place, absolutely. I mean, the local council objected when it was first happening, and I think Chris Whitbread, the council leader, absolutely right in what he's been saying.
Roger, thank you for talking to us. That's Roger Hurst there, the Essex Police Fire and Crime Commissioner. We're going to turn our attention to Gaza in a few moments' time because children who...